Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and on this half hour of Motown Memories, we'll be featuring Motown songs released from March to June of 1965. We'll hear this half hour from The Temptations, The Supremes, The Velvettes, The Four Tops, The Marvelettes, Junior Walker and the All-Stars, The Spinners, and Brenda Holloway. Well, coming up, a song called It's Growing by The Temptations. Well, My Girl, The Temptations' number one song, was released the day after Christmas in 1964, and it reached number one on March 6th. Well, Motown was always thinking ahead. Just 1 week into the new year, the band track for the follow-up was cut. It took 8 dub-in sessions to complete the song. The track was first recorded on January 7, 65, and then additional strings were added on January 8th, 12th, and 14th, and 15th, and on February 6th and 24th. And finally, on March 6th, it was released. Well, both My Girl and It's Growing were the only Motown tunes ever recorded by Otis Ray in his career. Well, here are the Temptations with It's Growing, right here on Motown Memories.
Like a snowball rolling down the side of a snow-covered hill, it's growing like the size of a fish that the man claims broke his reel. It's growing like a rosebud blooming in the warmth of the summer sun. It's growing like a tale by the time it's been told by more than one. Ooh, it's growing. Every day it grows a little more than it was the day before. My love for you just grows and grows. Oh, how it grows and grows. And where it's gonna stop, I'm sure nobody knows. Hey, hey, and it grows and it grows.
Nobody knows.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Nobody knows. It grows and grows. Where is it gonna stop?
Ooh. Like the need in a guy to see his girl when she's gone away. It's growing. Like the sadness in his little heart when he knows that she's gone to stay.
Tom Fallon.
As I sit here in my lonely room, nothing's been the same since you said to me we were all through. Listen to me now, my telephone never rings anymore, and no one ever knocks on my door.
Great underrated group from Motown, the Velvelettes, and that song was called Lonely Lonely Girl Am I, and is released on May 7, 1965. Well, by June of 1965, original Velvelettes Bertha and Norma Barbee and Mildred Gill were gone to homes, husbands, and babies. But there was a single to promote at this time, well, as lead single Cal Gill remembers. Well, we had another request to go on a Dick Clark tour, she told Goldmine magazine. Motown would not let Dick Clark know that the Velvelettes had split up. So Cal recruited Annette McMillan and Sandra Tilly to the group for touring, though Cal remembers that Bertha and Mildred also sang on some of the dates for the two songs. Well, before that, we heard a promo version by the Supremes. It reached number one, sounded different than the final release, but that was Back in My Arms Again. And we started with The Temptations, It's Growing, number 18, from the featured year of 1965. You're listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And coming up, a great number one song from the Four Tops. I Can't Help Myself, right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Tom at MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Number 38 in the featured year of 1965. Well, no one on the Hitsville roster could get down Chitlin' style quite like Junior Walker. While he hailed from a different musical tradition than most of the folks on the Motown label, having gigged in Midwestern juke joints for many a year before encountering stardom, he was a lot older than most of the folks at Motown at that time. While he was featured on the United States rock and roll shows called Shindig and Hullabaloo, and people really got into him. While Motown's publicity department had sliced 11 years off his age, he was actually born on June 14, 1931, but he was advertised as being born in 1942, and he was in his mid-30s when he struck gold. Well, before that, we heard from the Marvelettes, I'll Keep Holding On, number 34 from the featured year of 65, and we started off with that great four-top signature tune, I Can't Help Myself, Sugar Pie Honey Bunch, from the featured year of 1965. You found Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and we continue to feature songs released from March through June of 1965 this half hour. Well, coming up, a tremendous song by The Temptations, Since I Lost My Baby, right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Shining, there's plenty of light.
Oh, I'm
new day is dawning, sunny and bright.
Oh,
but after I've been crying all night, the sun is cold and the new day seems old. Since I lost my baby,
since I lost my baby,
oh, since I lost my baby,
since I lost my baby.
Are singing and the children are playing. There's plenty of work and the bosses are paying. Not a sad word should a young heart be saying. But
fun is a bore
and with money a poor. Since I lost my baby,
since I lost my baby,
oh, since I lost my baby,
since I lost my baby.
Next time I'll since I lost my baby.
Motownmemories.com. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Though you're breaking my heart, taking my sunshine away, knowing that I'm to blame, darling, there's nothing that I can say. Too much pride to see.
Well, that was Brenda Holloway with Operator, and that reached number 78 from the featured year of 1965. Well, before that, that was the Spinners with I'll Always Love You, reached number 35 from 65. Well, up until then, the group was largely relegated to chaperone, road manager, and chauffeur duties for acts on a faster track. Well, Bobby Smith, one of the group members, recalled that we had survived about a year or two off of that one song, I'll Always Love You. We played all the theaters in the circuit, like the Apollo in New York, the Howard in Washington, D.C., and the Uptown in Philly. We did that a lot. But to go all over the world and to really make a good living of it, it just didn't happen because we really didn't get the right attention at Motown. Well, before that, we started with The Temptations with Since I've Lost My Baby, number 17 from the featured year of 1965. Well, that brings this edition of Motown Memories to a close. We've featured songs released from the first 6 months of 1965 on the Motown label. Quite an impressive array of songs. Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions or comments for me, love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, please visit our website at www.MotownMemories.com. That's www.MotownMemories.com. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.